quite the bunch of people in here.
It is. We were able to get them to take a break from training and from school to come in this morning and promote a little bit what's going on with their programs.
So before we get into their accolades, were you a trackster?
I actually was. Triple jump and anything that could keep me away from running was basically what I was out for.
That's the same with me. Yeah, yeah. I had to run the mile and 2 mile when I was a freshman. Then, I transitioned to my coach and said, hey, I think I'd be pretty good at the triple jump and the high jump.
Yep, triple jump and high jump, and then the 200, but that was long distance for me.
Yeah, so then I said, well, I think I can throw the discus, and that's where I ended up. And
that's good.
Yeah, did okay.
Well, lucky we got some pretty talented kids here.
Yes, we do, yes. So we want to start with girls or boys today?
We'll start with the girls today.
Okay. Coach TJ Roffers, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning.
Yeah, yeah. So far, I know you had the Millard Relays, was it?
Ralston Relays.
Yeah, yeah. So was that the first meet of the year?
No, we've actually been fortunate with our schedule this year to get a lot of competition in. We added a couple of indoor JV meets as well. We've been pretty busy early on in the season. The weather hasn't really gotten our way a whole lot, so it's
good.
Been nice.
Good, good deal. Have you had good numbers this year?
We've had a good solid start to our season, and our seniors that we brought here with us are a big part of that, and they've been leading the way and doing a great job for us.
Good, good deal. Well, let's see. You want to start? Who should we start with today? Chloe Hemmer. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Let's move that a little bit closer there. I know. What are you running this year?
So as of right now, I've been running the 2 mile, mile. Sometimes the open 8, 4x8, and 4x4.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I feel like I'm best at the 2 mile, but I've been kind of going back and forth between the 2 mile and the mile.
Okay. All right. Is that where you started when you first started doing this in high school?
Yeah. I think I did a lot of 4x8 when I was a freshman, but I've always done like the 2 mile and the mile.
What do you enjoy about that? Because I didn't enjoy that at all, but it was just you did cross country also, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot. I don't know. I was talking with my teammate earlier, and the 800, it's just very fast, and I feel like there's a lot more room for mistake in the mile and the 2 mile, and it's a lot more thinking. I have a lot more time to think it through, so yeah.
Do you, consider who you're running with when you're running the 2 mile? Like if there's somebody from another school, you're like, okay, I kind of know how this person runs.
Yeah, definitely. We know our competition pretty well, and especially before the meet, we do a little bit of research to figure out who we're going to be running with, so yeah.
As far as the season goes, is there this the time of year where you, what kind of running are you doing? Are you doing more sprints to work towards the end of the year, or are you doing a little, I guess I'm not familiar with how that long distance training goes.
It's very similar to what we've been doing for cross country. We do a little bit more speed stuff as well. We alternate our workouts a little bit. So we do like aerobic work versus like 800 race pace. So more fast stuff on the track.
Okay. What do you think of the new tracks?
It's nice. I like the turf a lot more, but otherwise the track itself I feel like isn't super different, but yeah.
So meets that are coming up. This weekend you have, there's a meet, was it Friday, right?
Millard South, yeah.
Yeah. So pretty good competition at this one, right?
Yeah, this will be the first meet where we really have some really good competition. Yeah, I'm excited.
Good deal. So again, you're running... Which ones? You're running the 2 mile, the mile, and the 4x8. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not. We're not too sure what we're running on Friday, but I'm leaning towards running the 2 miles. So yeah.
Okay, and then after school this year, planning on going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to UNK, but not for running.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Congratulations, and hope the rest of the season goes well. Healthy right now? No foot injuries or anything? Good.
Yep.
Good deal. All right. Who do we want? Ava, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go
Ava
next.
Ava Darmento, senior here at Fremont High. What are you running this year? I kind of know, but I want you to say it.
Well, I'm actually the teammate that Chloe was talking about. I hate the 2 mile a lot. I'm the big 800 girl, and I love the mile, so 800 and mile.
Good year. So how do you feel, I guess, this year so far?
Well, so far it's gone really well. We had a little bit of a bump at Concordia, but this last meet I PR'd by a lot, and I think I just kind of figured out how to run the race.
Good, good. Which one, the 8?
The 800, yeah.
You think you'll run the 4 this year?
They've put me in a few 4s. I think they're trying to build a 4x4 team.
Okay, all right. The relays, would that be one of your favorites?
The 400, absolutely not. That race sucks. But I love the 4x8.
Yeah, I would say that's probably your race. Yeah. Are you planning on going to run after college?
Yeah, actually, I'm committed.
Or after high school, I mean?
Yeah, I'm committed to Washburn University in Kansas. It's D2.
Good deal.
Yeah, well, for cross country and track.
Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
And hope it goes well.
Thank you.
All right. Taylor Evans also with us this morning. Taylor, your events?
I do pole vault and then I triple jump as well, but that's kind of had to be on the back burner for now.
So how did you get into pole vault?
My dad was a coach. He did it a little bit in high school, but I kind of grew up on a track. Like, I think I was 4 when my dad started taking me to practice. So my dad used to have me demonstrate drills for the junior high kids when I was like 7.
Is it more arm strength or more core?
Honestly, I can't say it's necessarily either. I think it's a bit of everything. It's kind of something that you have to train everything because at different times in the event, you're using so many things. Like, you have to train legs because you have to be fast on the runway and lift your knees. But then you have to have core to swing up and arms help push off the top of the pole. So I can't say that you'd train one thing over the other.
Do you have a goal for this year?
I'm really hoping to be able to go for the all-class record of 13.5. I don't quite have as much time as I would like to be able to attempt going for that because of some injuries, but I think that's still something that I've been looking at. It's kind of what I've wanted to do since my freshman year. So.
Man, there's so much that goes into the pole vault. Oh, my gosh. The wind, a little bit of everything, isn't there?
Yeah. The wind can be nice depending on which direction it's going.
Exactly. If it's going to take you over, that'd be great, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So far this season, how's things been going?
I've kind of been on and off. I had a stress fracture in my foot in January, but up until that point I had been training for pole vault like 4 days a week and lifting a bunch too. So I competed in January and then got my foot looked at and it was fractured. So then I was like, okay, so I have to pause on that. So I had to miss the first meet. I went with and cheered everybody on, and a lot of our younger girls are starting to get into it, so I'm happy that we have some freshmen that'll be there after I graduate. But I competed at our second meet at Lincoln Northwest, and then I was trying my full approach, and my foot flared up a little bit. I kind of irritated a tendon on my foot, so hoping to jump this Friday.
Good, good. Well, I hope it goes well. And are you planning on going on to pole vault? And
yeah, I'm committed to the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, so it's D1 and all pole vault there.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Hopefully you can get out there Friday.
Thanks.
We hope. Yeah. That'd be great. All right, Coach McMahon. Welcome to the studios once again.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, he knows my struggle all the time. I'm like, okay, where can I find the results? I just sent him an email yesterday again, or to Scott, and said, where do I find the results all the time? I'm going to have to start coming to meets.
And it is nice. It's over the years, that's kind of on about every sport. There's not one dedicated specific area, but in track, it's really now kind of become athletic.net.
Okay.
And if it's not there within the day, it always is the next day.
Nice, nice. So how many kids have you had out this year?
I believe we're at 66.
Is that
we have out.
Pretty
and
normal?
The last few years, I mean, we have a high participation kind of in all of our spring sports. So if we're in the 60s, we're pleased with that.
Is it, would you say it's more runners or more field event people?
We're more balanced than we have been. I mean, traditionally we have a lot of throwers and a lot of distance runners, but this year it's kind of one third, third and third between sprint, jump crew, distance and throws.
Okay. So. Yeah. As you look at the complete team, probably going to score more in the running events or more in the field events?
Yeah, that
hard to
it
tell.
Depends a lot on the actual meet. When we're at some meets that might be really heavy field event teams, and some meets are stronger on distance or sprints. So, we're pretty well balanced. We're working a little bit on our depth. I mean, we've been saying we're a May team because our depth is coming along. They're right on the edge of scoring in so many different areas. But right now we're hoping that our 7ths through 10ths by May transfer to 3rds through 6ths. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You brought with you what
so what actually grade? They're all juniors.
Oh, all juniors. Okay. All right. So. Well, let's bring Alex Deers up here to the mic this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you in here.
Thank you.
What events are you competing in this year?
The open 4, 4x4, 4x1, 200, and long jump.
A favorite?
Not really right now. Kind of all of them.
Okay. All right. So more, you're not the long distance guy some of these other guys have been doing. The
open 4 is as far as long as I'll go.
So we're not, probably not going to see you out running around town with those guys?
Probably not.
No, that's good. Which one have you done the best in?
I don't know. I'd probably say long jump.
Long jump?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. So coming up on Friday, you'll probably be doing all those?
Yeah, usually it's four per meet, but I'd say probably long, 4x1, 4x4, and 4x1.
Was there someone, I guess, that led you into getting into track and field?
I think most probably my dad. I'd say probably my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he a track runner?
His freshman year he was, and then he kind of translated to golf the rest of his high school.
Okay.
Career. But yeah, he was big on me getting into track when I was younger.
Well, he must have saw you running around the yard or something because that's awesome. Hope you have a good season this year.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Juan Gonzalez, probably the slowest person in the team, right?
Yeah.
No. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, you've had an incredible start to the season. Obviously, you probably put some time in this summer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ran a lot of you ran some big meets over the summer also, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, are you feeling like you can go faster?
Yeah, I mean, so, like, my 3200, I, like, ran that by myself here in Columbus. So, like, you know, if I went to, like, a national meet, like, after the state track meet, I feel like you'd definitely get in that, like, 840 range around there.
Wow. That's cooking.
Yeah.
How do you train? Is there something you're doing different with your training?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's just all about staying consistent and, like, you know, putting in the work day in and day out and, like, doing the little things right outside of running, like, you know, like, eating right, sleeping right, like stretching and like doing core on my own.
Yeah, that kind makes a big difference.
Yeah,
the
doing
stretching
all that and like,
yeah,
you know, like it's kind of all just added up and came together.
Yeah, to start off the indoor meet, the indoor season this year, running the mile in a pretty darn good time there. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was impressive. And hope it continues. I know it's hard. It's a long season when you're running the long distance,
yeah,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Who got you started running?
It'd definitely be like my mom and my brother, you know, like watching my brother run in high school, and then he kind of inspired me to just do the same as him and like become better than him.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the younger brother competitive side of me.
When you you look to college and on to things above that, is there somebody that you look to that's out there running pretty fast times?
I mean, I look up to a lot of different like people who like run in college, like, you know, just some guys like that go to Northern Arizona that I look up to, like Nico Young, Colin Salmon, kind of just watching those guys like break records, you know. It's like, you know, that can be like me someday, you know.
Yeah,
kind of
definitely.
Think about all the time.
Yeah, you have to dream, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on Friday, and we may have someone there just to watch all you guys, because I know the girls are looking to pop some things here in their relays. So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We also have Ethan Peterson with us. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
What events are you competing in?
I'm a hurdler.
Ah, yeah. Long, the short ones or the?
I prefer the short ones. The long ones are a little long.
The long, what is it, the 300?
I can't remember.
Is it 300? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So you can get over those high hurdles?
I can.
Is it Coach Roffers or is it Coach McMahon that leads the way on the hurdles?
It's Miss Coach McMahon.
I was going to say, okay, good.
Yeah.
So how did you get into the hurdles?
In middle school, I wanted to be a sprinter like my dad, and there wasn't any hurdlers going out, and I figured I'd give it a shot, and I did pretty good and kind of stuck with it.
Good. So how's it been going so far this year? I know it's only a couple meets, but...
Yeah, it's doing all right. I'm trying to get back to where I was last year, I guess.
Yeah. Is there something, I guess, that you kind of know if what it is? There's probably some little technique, I suppose, you're working
on. Right. Yeah. Definitely that trail leg, trying to get that back to where it was at the end of last year.
Good. Good deal. So on Friday, you'll be running any relays along with it?
I don't think so. Just the hurdles. Maybe the 200.
Okay. Very good. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we also have Jace Lede. I'm guessing sprinter.
No, I'm actually a middle distance.
So oh, you 800, are? Okay.
400, yep.
Okay, so middle distance being 400, 800?
Yep. More 800s, but yeah, a couple 400s.
Okay. How did you get into track?
Well, my dad has been a track coach for my entire life, so I also grew up on the track. But he was a sprinter in college. And I was never super powerful. So I always looked to like the 400 and stuff. And then I saw one of the alumni, Tyson Baker. I saw what he did in the 400 and with cross and stuff. So I thought maybe I could do that. So.
Well, I know your dad pretty well. Can you beat him in a race?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to, maybe set that up. I guess as far as the season's going so far, where do you feel you're at?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a PR last week at the Columbus meet in the 400, and in our first indoor meet, I PR'd in the mile.
So is the 400, is it an all-out sprint for you, or yes. Do you kind of pace yourself?
I sprint.
It is,
yeah,
okay.
Sprint.
How about the mile?
It's new. This is my first year ever doing it. This is my first time ever doing it, so, I mean, it's new, but I like it.
Well, good luck. Hopefully the rest of the season goes well for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Kevin, sprinter, middle distance guy.
I had the great distinction, Chris, of being the last competitor, because I'm so old. You know, I was the last competitor in the discus catch. I was the very last one they had. Yeah. So then they ended for some reason after my debut, they ended it. So.
We had a few guys that were supposed to be doing that too. They weren't very attentive, so I don't know if they're with us anymore.
That's what you're supposed to have. Gotcha.
Let's talk a little bit about the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Fremont Public School Foundation, we're starting our third decade. You know, we're into that time now. We finished our 20th celebration last year, 20th anniversary, and we have some neat things coming up. Spring is a busy time for us, spring and summer. We have three major events, and we have Pam Murphy here, who is a part of the foundation, has been on the board of directors, I would say, since its inception or close to it.
This will be my 21st year.
Yeah, so Pam's been here for all that, and she plays a major role in a lot of our foundation board work, in particular, leading with the academic achievement celebration, which is what she's here to talk about today.
Yeah, that's coming up here at the end of the month, and yes. Seems like every year it just grows. There's more kids every year.
Our number isn't as great this year, and we're thinking that some of it might be that we're now seeing more kids doing dual credit classes and things like that rather than doing the cum laude with distinction. But the standards for being selected for our academic achievement cum laude with distinction is so extremely high that we're really so proud of those kids and want to make it a special event for them. When I got our original list, there were probably almost 120 kids that had 3.5s or better, and they have to finally have a 3.8. to qualify, and then they have to have taken certain classes. So the numbers of students who are excelling is very robust. The number of students who are going the cum laude with distinction is a little more fine-tuned, but mm-hmm. we're extremely proud, and it's just, to me, my favorite event. This will be, I started with the very first one, you know. Not just because I'm old, I prefer to be vintage.
That's right, yeah, experienced.
Well put.
Yeah,
well put.
Definitely. To go along with that, so about how many kids this year?
I think we have 33.
Okay, yeah. And do parents come with that?
Parents come, and we ask the kids to tell us, you know, where they're going to go to school and what they're going to study, and it's so interesting to watch how these things have evolved. You know, we have fewer and fewer that are going to be teachers and more that are going into things like biomedical engineering and you know, things that are really on the cusp of what's happening, and these are kids that are going to be important leaders and that we hope stay in Nebraska and yeah. become our leaders here so we don't experience more of the brain drain. These are the kids we want to keep.
Yeah, yeah, or get them coming back, that's for sure. Anything else, Pam, along with that?
Well, I just want to say it's just my favorite event because we do the foundation does so many things on behalf of students and our school district in general. But this is a time where we really get a face-to-face experience with students, and so that just adds a special touch to it. So we're looking forward to the event as we always do.
Good deal.
And it gives us also gives us a chance to honor the mentors.
Yes.
Which is a big part of what we do as well. Each of the students who is honored for the 3.8 and the highest cum laude with high distinction, they also select a teacher, an educator, who's been a role model, a mentor for them. So that's a tremendous opportunity. They're called up on stage along with the students, and they're given a gift, a token as well, of our admiration for what they've done to help these students. And so it's a nice evening.
Both of our coaches here have been mentors in the past. We get a lot of coaches that fall into that or, mm-hmm. you know, fine arts leaders, that kind of thing. But it's always fun when somebody picks their kindergarten teacher or their second grade
oh,
teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those people feel so honored that after all these years, you still see me as somebody so important in your life. So it just adds to the joy of the event.
Yeah. And we have that nearly every year. We've had, at least since I've been involved with it, we've had sprinkling of some of those elementary right. teachers involved. So it's wonderful. The committee that works with Pam meets periodically to plan everything. And it includes Christy Fiala, Maggie Peters, and Lisa Schultz. They're also heavily involved as committee members. The event itself will be on Sunday, the 28th,
okay.
at the Nell McPherson Theater. And we'll have a brief reception afterwards for the parents and mentors and kids, family, that kind of thing. And that'll lead right into some of our other activities this spring. It includes a Big Give
mm-hmm.
activity that we'll be hitting. That'll be May 7th. That's right around the corner
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's going to be here in no time.
They come in a hurry. And then we've got the golf tournament then after that, the Jim Evers Classic. So we'll be hitting that in July.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate you guys thank coming you. In. Pam, thank you very much. Kevin? As we wrap it up here, Scott Jensen, a good group in here this morning.
Yeah, what a great group. We're extremely fortunate to have great leaders like TJ and Sean and Beth leading our track teams, and just an example of our coaches that are at the high school that are leading our kids not only to be great athletes but great people and great academically. This group of kids here, just a small sampling of outstanding individuals, not only talented on the track but also in the classroom. And super exciting to listen to them and see them and look at what they're going to be doing in the future. If you want a chance to watch them, not this Friday, but a week from Friday, the Pat Murphy invite, the big Fremont invite yeah. that is at home. And so Friday the 12th is a good chance to get out there and watch these kids perform. So.
For sure, for sure. Thank you. Thanks for coming in. That's going to do it for Tiger Time this morning, Fremont's Morning Mix.